Hey guys, this is Bobby McGraw. Thanks so much for joining me for another weekday podcast. Now, I love Christmas. We have family in town. We started the celebration early. We've been eating a lot already. We love it. Absolutely love it. But almost as much as I love Christmas, I love the new year. I don't know about you, but I can't wait for a blank page to start fresh, to start clean. 2017 was great, but I'm ready for 2018 to start fresh. Now, over the last 9 years that I've been here at Sugar Hill Church, I've had a lot of conversations that honestly have recurring themes to them. There's a lot of questions that come up very, very often. There's a lot of struggles that I end up talking to people about. And so to that end, in 2018, in January, we've got some new resources that are coming your way. And the goal of these resources is to take these conversations, these struggles, these questions, and really put some strategy behind it, some answers behind it, and really to help some folks. And so if you want to connect with that, if you want to know more about that, one of the best ways to make sure you hear about it is by connecting with me on social media. You can do that on Facebook, on Twitter, LinkedIn, but honestly, the place that I'm spending most of the time these days is on Instagram. And so if we haven't connected there, I'd invite you to do that. My username on all the platforms is just Bobby McGraw, B-O-B-B-Y-M-C-G-R-A-W. And even in Instagram, there's a direct message feature where we can stay connected. Well, at the beginning of the month, we had a gathering that we call O-Night Divine. We do this every single year. It's usually the first Sunday night of December. And I love it because for me, it helps put me in the right mindset for the season. Well, this year was no disappointment. It was an incredible evening. And Pastor Hector and his team crafted the whole night around four truths about Advent and about the Christmas season. And so if you missed it, you can watch the replay through our app on Vimeo and all those places. But over the next few episodes that we're together, I want to take the truths from that night and just sort of reiterate them as we are in this season. The first one is this: a promise fulfilled, a promise fulfilled. God promised that a savior was coming. See, the story of the fall of humanity is recorded all the way back in Genesis chapter 3. What we read is that Adam and Eve condemned themselves, their children, and all of humanity to a separation from God by sin. Yet in that seemingly hopeless situation, God intervened. He made one of his first great promises. Here's the promise. You can find it in Genesis 3:15. God says this to Satan. He says, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Now, as I'm reading this, there are two words that are italicized in my version of this. The first word is "he," and the next word is "his." What's interesting is those are both singular. They're not they, they're not them, but he. This is a little bit mysterious on the front end, but it becomes much clearer as the story goes on. See, God promises to Abraham that the Messiah will come through Abraham's family and that all nations, including us, will be blessed through Abraham. Then Jacob is told that the king will come from his lineage. Judah is promised that a scepter will not pass from Judah until the Messiah's arrival. The prophet Isaiah says he will be born of a virgin. Jeremiah says he will be born at a time of suffering. Micah says that he'll even be born in Bethlehem. And yet still, when Jesus arrived, most people weren't ready. Now, there's a lot of reasons why they probably weren't ready, but my guess is it's because there had been thousands of years that have passed between the promise of the Messiah and his arrival. I think the people probably started to lose hope. They started trusting in what they could control themselves. Maybe they were thinking, we're on our own. We can go as far as we can go, as fast as we can before we die is up to us. Perhaps they were hearing that recurring lie of the serpent asking, did God really say that? Did God really say that a savior was coming? Is God really faithful to keep his promises? But a great reminder today, because I think a lot of us feel that tension where we have that little self-doubt in the back of our minds. Peter reminds us of this, that with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow to keep his promises as we understand slowness. See, here's the great reminder. God is timeless. He's not bound by our limitations. Therefore, we don't really have the right to judge his character or his timing based on our situation. He's working all things out for his glory and for our good. And just because, hear this, just because we may not be able to see the Lord at work, it does not mean that he's not working. See, our God is faithful. And this first reminder that we had at O-Night Divine, and I'm reminding us of this important week, The reminder is this, that our God is faithful to keep his promises, for Jesus, our Savior, has come. And so today, as we wrap up our time together, maybe there's some frustration you feel. Maybe there's a gap between what you believe in your head and what you're feeling in your heart. Maybe there's a little bit of tension. Honestly, I've been around a lot of folks that have experienced a lot of loss this year, and the holidays bring all of that to the surface. Well, today, instead of stuffing that, instead of ignoring it, instead of trying to hold it under the water like a inflated basketball that's going to eventually pop its way out again, would you just address that? Bring it to your Heavenly Father today. Would you tell him what that struggle is, what that tension is you feel? And then I'd ask you this question that I like to ask on a regular basis. If you could ask God to do anything this season, what would you ask him to do? Would you just take a moment to pray? Say, God, thank you for your promises. Thank you that you fulfilled your promise in Jesus. God, would you help me to be faithful to you? Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. Thank you that you're a God that fulfills his promises, that you promised that a Savior was coming. And so for all my friends that are listening, that are feeling that tension of unfulfilled, unmet needs in their life, would you show yourself as the fulfillment, the promise keeper today? And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, well, thanks again for being part of the weekday podcast. I want to invite you to continue to journey along with us every single weekday. And also check out the simple website that's called ChristmasInSugarHill.com, ChristmasInSugarHill.com. You'll find our gathering times where for Christmas Eve we'll be together at 9:30, 11, and 3. And then on New Year's Eve, we have one gathering together at 11 a.m. There's also family devotions on the website, so be sure to check that out. Invite your friends. It's going to be a great, great season.